ended in 1975 when communist forces took control of the government. They considered the Hmong enemies of the state and planned to wipe them out for siding with Americans against the Pathet Lao and the North Vietnamese. So the Hmong ran for their lives. Many fled across the borders to refugee camps. Others hid in the jungles of Laos. Ma Li was one of them. For 5 years, she ate dirt and the pith from banana trees to survive. She was sleeping in the jungle with her husband and children when North Vietnamese troops showed up. They killed one of her two sons.
There was bullets flying everywhere. I mean, we could feel them like over our ears, and there were so many bullets. There were so many bullets. It was like the bullets hit us here and there, but it's like it didn't go through us, or it just didn't hit us at all.
When
the Vietnamese came, they shot my son right here and down here. He died in my arms, and he was 6 years old. I didn't want to let him go. The Vietnamese people kept telling me to let go of him, and I wouldn't. So they beat me, and they took the point of the gun, and they poked me in the back. I still have a scar in my back. I was so hurt. I didn't care if I died. I fell to the ground. I didn't care if I died. They pulled me up, and they told me to go with them. So they took us to Longqing, and we were held there for 9 months. I'm very, very hurt. It hurts right here, and breaks my heart. Every time I tell the story, it still breaks my heart, and I cry. When we were in Longqing, I was fighting them, and I was resisting them. I was resisting the Vietnamese, and I was turning this and this when I was resisting, because I was so hurt inside that I lost my child. So I was resisting them, and they gave me a shot right here. My eyebrows, my eyes, my whole face was swollen. And by the time I got well, I shed all the old skin off. My eyebrows came up. I was losing my hair and everything. They kept us in the camp for like 9 months. They wouldn't feed us any salt, and they gave us like rice to eat, small amounts, like this amount. It doesn't matter how much rice they have left over. They only give us a small amount, and whatever's left over was thrown away. The Vietnamese told us that we had to go and farm because there was no more food to eat. So we went and farmed, and that's how we escaped. We ran away from them to a town called Na Su, and then from there, in 1981, we went to Thailand.
Ma Li and her husband lived in refugee camps in Thailand for 14 years. It was a long time, but she says the pain of losing her son and the hope of going back to Laos kept her there.
I miss the most when we're getting ready to go to the farm, and we carry that basket on our back to the farm, and then when it's time to come home, we carry the basket back home. That's what I miss the most. Do you want to see my basket?
The basket is bamboo with black straps, like an oversized backpack. Its wide mouth makes it easy to toss fresh-picked crops over the shoulder and straight into the basket. Ma Li demonstrates as she talks.
I brought it with me from home. Some days when I'm here and I'm depressed or I miss my way of life, I carry it on my back and I walk around the house with it. I miss my homeland very much.
Ma Li says her life in America is lonely. She stays home all day, watching her grandchildren and sewing story quilts to sell at soccer games and public celebrations. She's doing her best to survive in a new country, one she finds foreign and stressful. But even in her loneliness and sorrow, there's a spark and energy in her face.